Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. On this track, what could be the biggest exposure of the CIA's spying secrets ever, and why you might not feel quite the same about going for a swim in your local swimming pool again?
CIA spying secrets. Langley, USA. WikiLeaks has released hundreds of classified documents in what it says marks the biggest exposure of the CIA's spying secrets ever. The documents, which date from 2013 to 2016, suggest that the spy agency can hack into Android and Apple smartphones, making messaging apps insecure, and that it has developed spyware that can turn smart TVs into covert listening devices. One file shows that the CIA even explored ways of remotely controlling cars and crashing them, just like in this year's Fast and Furious 8 film.
Virtual Drive-In Cinema, Tennessee, USA. The American drive-in cinema is making a comeback, The Times reports. Well, almost. This year, work is due to begin on a vast indoor cinema designed to seem as if it is outdoors. Michael Counts, a designer who has worked on immersive entertainment experiences for Disney, plans to create the perfect summer evening at his August Moon drive-in in Nashville. Outside, the cinema will resemble a white dome. Inside, a setting sun and starry night will be projected onto a black canvas, and there will be vintage cars, trees, a food service, and fireflies.
Urine in pools, Canada. A simple test devised to measure the amount of urine in swimming pools has confirmed our worst fears. Lots of people pee in pools. Developed in Canada, the test measures the concentration in water of a sweetener called a sulfame K. Used in many processed foods, ACE-K passes through the body undigested. 31 pools and hot tubs were tested, and ACE-K was found in every one. A pool a third of the size of an Olympic pool was found to contain 75 liters of pee. Urine is sterile, but mixed with disinfectants, it can cause eye irritation or asthma.
Polluted lakes, Bangalore, India. Scientists believe that Bangalore, India's Silicon Valley, could be uninhabitable in a few years. The illegal dumping of electronic waste, mixed with untreated sewage in the city's lakes, is causing a water crisis that threatens residents' health. It's also why the lakes regularly catch fire. In February, Belandur Lake, the city's largest lake, caught fire for the third time in 2 years, sending toxic smoke into the air for 12 hours. Fire personnel think that the fire began after chemicals in the water reacted with each other, or that someone tried to burn the waste nearby.
Google advert debacle, Silicon Valley, USA. More than 250 companies, including several UK banks, Starbucks, and Walmart, have suspended advertising deals with Google and its video platform YouTube after adverts for their brands appeared next to videos posted by extremists. Google has apologized for the debacle and says it will tighten policies about what content is allowed on its platforms. It has also promised to give advertisers more control over where their adverts are displayed.
Return of the Mammoth, Boston, USA. It's been 4,000 years since mammoths disappeared, but scientists say they will be able to grow a mammoth elephant embryo within 2 years. Taking DNA from mammoths preserved in permafrost, Harvard scientists are confident they can create a mammoth-elephant hybrid, or mammophant. Using the latest gene editing technology, they will insert key traits from the extinct animal, such as its long hair and small ears, into an elephant embryo. The next step will be to grow that embryo in an artificial womb, an exploit that could take many more years.
New 5-pound note, London, UK. the Bank of England has rejected calls to scrap Britain's new £5 plastic note. Vegetarians and vegans had asked for the notes to be withdrawn after it was revealed that a product made from animal fat is used in their production. The Bank of England defended its decision, saying that the notes contain only traces of animal fat and it would cost too much to reprint them.